Welcome to the Interactive Church Wednesday Testimony Meeting, a Christian Science teleconference hosted by csdirectory.com. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, the web address is csinteractivechurch.org. Within the turquoise box, click on the first link, which provides the order of service and links to the words of the hymns and other information. During the meeting, we will mute everyone's phone to help eliminate background noises, thereby enabling a clearer connection. Later in the meeting, if you'd like to share a testimony, please press *2. *2, and your phone will be unmuted. Only the readings portion of this meeting will be recorded so that individuals around the world may have the opportunity to listen at their convenience. Let's begin our service with singing hymn number 267. I shall read all of the verses before we join in song. And a reminder that the link to the words of this hymn are on the Order of Service webpage. Again, hymn 267. Our God is all in all. His children cannot fear. See baseless evil fall and know that God is here. Our God is all. In space, no subtle error creeps. We see truth's glowing face and love that never sleeps. We see creative mind, the principle, the life, and soul and substance find, but never discord, strife. O perfect and divine, we hear thy loving call and seek no earthly shrine, but crown thee, Lord of all. Hymn 267. Again, welcome to this healing service at csinteractivechurch.org. The topic of the readings for this Wednesday meeting is Spiritualism Uncovered and Seen as False as Nothing. The hymns are 267, 29, and 17. I shall be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Exodus. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Second Chronicles. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also, he observed times and used enchantments and used witchcraft and dealt with a familiar spirit and with wizards. So Manasseh made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to err. And the Lord spake to Manasseh and to his people but they would not hearken. Wherefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns, and bound him with fetters, and carried him to Babylon. And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers, and prayed unto him. And he was entreated of him, and heard his supplications, and brought him again to Jerusalem, into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. And he took away the strange gods and the idol out of the house of the Lord, and all the altars that he had built in the mount of the house of the Lord and in Jerusalem, and cast them out of the city. And he repaired the altar of the Lord, and sacrificed thereon peace offerings and thank offerings, and commanded Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel. And from Science and Health, entirely separate from the belief and dream of material living, is the life divine, revealing spiritual understanding and the consciousness of man's dominion over the whole earth. This understanding casts out error and heals the sick, and with it you can speak as one having authority. Mortal existence is an enigma. Every day is a mystery. The testimonies of the corporeal senses cannot inform us what is real and what is delusive, but the revelations of Christian Science unlock the treasures of truth. Whatever is false or sinful can never enter the atmosphere of spirit. There is but one spirit. Man is never God, but spiritual man, made in God's likeness, reflects God. Nothing is real and eternal. Nothing is spirit but God and his idea. Evil has no reality. It is neither person, place, nor thing, but is simply a belief, an illusion of material sense. The identity or idea of all reality continues forever, but spirit, or the divine principle of all, is not in spirit's formations. Soul is synonymous with spirit, God, the creative, governing, infinite principle outside of finite form, which forms only reflect. When the science of mind is understood, spiritualism will be found mainly erroneous, having no scientific basis nor origin, no proof nor power outside of human testimony. It is the offspring of the physical senses. There is no sensuality in spirit. I never could believe in spiritualism. Christian Science goes to the bottom of mental action and reveals the theodicy, which indicates the rightness of all divine action as the emanation of divine mind, and the consequent wrongness of the opposite so-called action, evil, occultism, necromancy, mesmerism, animal magnetism, hypnotism. So-called spirits are but corporeal communicators. As light destroys darkness, and in the place of darkness, all is light. So in absolute science, soul, or God, is the only truth giver to man. truth destroys mortality and brings to light immortality. Mortal belief, the material sense of life, and immortal truth, the spiritual sense, are the tares and the wheat, which are not united by progress, but separated. Spiritualism calls one person living in this world material, but another who has died today a sinner and supposedly will return to earth tomorrow, it terms a spirit. The fact is that neither the one nor the other is infinite spirit, for spirit is God, and man is his likeness. Spiritualism, with its material accompaniments, would destroy the supremacy of spirit. If spirit pervades all space, it needs no material method for the transmission of messages. Spirit needs no wires nor electricity in order to be omnipresent. Science must go over the whole ground and dig up every seed of error sowing. Spiritualism relies upon human beliefs and hypotheses. Christian science removes these beliefs and hypotheses through the higher understanding of God. For Christian science, resting on divine principle, not on material personalities, in its revelation of immortality, introduces the harmony of being. Jesus cast out evil spirits or false beliefs. I entertain no doubt of the humanity and philanthropy of many spiritualists, but I cannot coincide with their views. It is mysticism which gives spiritualism its force. Science dispels mystery and explains extraordinary phenomena. But science never removes phenomena from the domain of reason into the realm of mysticism. It should not seem mysterious that mind, without the aid of hands, can move a table when we already know that it is mind power which moves both table and hand. Even Planchette, the French toy which years ago pleased so many people, attested the control of mortal mind over its substratum called matter. It is mortal mind which convulses its substratum, matter. These movements arise from the volition of human belief, but they are neither scientific nor rational. Mortal mind produces table tipping as certainly as table setting, and believes that this wonder emanates from spirits and electricity. This belief rests on the common conviction that mind and matter cooperate both visibly and invisibly, hence that matter is intelligent. There is not so much evidence to prove intercommunication between the so-called dead and the living as there is to show the sick that matter suffers and has sensation. Yet this latter evidence is destroyed by mind science. If spiritualists understood the science of being, their belief in mediumship would vanish. Life, love, truth is the only proof of immortality. It is contrary to Christian science to suppose that life is either material or organically spiritual. Between Christian science and all forms of superstition, a great gulf is fixed, as impassable as that between Dives and Lazarus. There is mortal mind reading and immortal mind reading. The latter is a revelation of divine purpose through spiritual understanding, by which man gains the divine principle and explanation of all things. Mortal mind reading and immortal mind reading are distinctly opposite standpoints from which cause and effect are interpreted. The act of reading mortal mind investigates and touches only human beliefs. Science is immortal and coordinate neither with the premises nor with the conclusions of mortal beliefs. When sufficiently advanced in science to be in harmony with the truth of being, men become seers and prophets involuntarily, controlled not by demons, spirits, or demigods, but by the one spirit. All we correctly know of spirit comes from God, divine principle, and is learned through Christ and Christian Science. If this science has been thoroughly learned and properly digested, we can know the truth more accurately than the astronomer can read the stars or calculate an eclipse. This mind reading is the opposite of clairvoyance. It is the illumination of the spiritual understanding, which demonstrates the capacity of soul, not of material sense. This soul sense comes to the human mind when the latter yields to the divine mind. It is difficult for the sinner to accept divine science because science exposes his nothingness. But the sooner error is reduced to its native nothingness, the sooner man's great reality will appear, and his genuine being will be understood. Those individuals who adopt theosophy, spiritualism, or hypnotism may possess natures above some others who eschew their false beliefs. Therefore, my contest is not with the individual, but with the false system. I love mankind and shall continue to labor and to endure. The calm, strong currents of true spirituality, the manifestations of which are health, purity, and self-immolation, must deepen human experience until the beliefs of material existence are seen to be a bald imposition, and sin, disease, and death give everlasting place to the scientific demonstration of divine spirit and to God's spiritual, perfect man. This concludes the readings.